My name is Leanne. I'm a compulsive eater. And this is Ginger.
And I'm a compulsive eater.
And we're so happy that you're here today. And we look forward to learning something and growing in our program. And Ginger, would you like to say something?
Something. Okay, I'm pretty literal. You know, like Leanne said, we are honored to be here because we are not experts. You know, we are compulsive eaters. We are walking the same walk that you are walking, and we are united. We are united because we have the promises that come true in our lives that relieves us from the insanity of food compulsion. You know, and if you're an under-eater or you're an overeater or you're a binger, a purger, we all still have that commonality, the commonality that we are compulsive eaters and there is a solution. And so here we are. Yes, we have those. And wait, come on in. This is Julie, who is our chair of this wonderful convention.
Hey. Who might even be here?
Okay. I know.
Please sign that.
Uh-huh. See, look, there she's the chair, and she's doing this. She's amazing. So, okay, so they're going to be singing next door. That's interesting. We'll try not to listen. And over there, too. Oh, we're surrounded. All right. So, our topic today is your journey to willingness. It is the key. All right?
Yeah. We would like you to find somebody in the room you've not worked with or don't know, and that you can talk to, that you can communicate and get a little bit acquainted with through this workshop. So, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Okay, find someone in the room that you have not worked with before, that maybe you don't even know, and we're going to work in pairs. So it'll be two people, and after you get separated, we'll tell you the next step.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, how exciting that you are with someone you don't know and you're already chatting and just being so friendly. That's because we are. We'd like to start this with the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I might better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that the victory over them may bear witness to those I would help. Of thy power, thy love, and thy will I, and do thy will always.
Okay. Now that you've met your partners, I believe, since we've heard it, we're going to take the word willingness and we're going to break it down. And take turns sharing with each other for 2 minutes, and we'll set a timer for you. And after the 2 minutes is up, the other person will share their side. And then we will move on. So the first word I'm going to give you is will. And talk about your will. Time to move on. We're going to move on to being willing.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we want to show the definition? No. Okay, she's in charge.
Talk about your willingness.
Willing.
Willing, I'm sorry. Willing. Yes, you're right. Thank you.
Talk about being willing. Why? How? How did that work for you to be willing? So, okay. So we noticed that you are willing, that whatever we ask you, you do. And that's a great thing. So your journey to the willingness, it's the key. And so we're looking at what is the definition of willing? Okay. Or will. What is the definition of will? And so with will, it's a verb. to want, the desire or a wish used to express determination, insistence, persistence, or willfulness. And what does that tie into, ladies and gentlemen? Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable.
Okay, step one, we admitted. And you know, we admitted when we came into these rooms. And we recommit every day. None of us have not recommitted in this program, because we do recommit every day. And sometimes more than once a day, it happens. So we look at that, and to me, I have to turn my life and my will over to my higher power. And I do that consistently, more now than I ever did in my life. And I'm grateful I have that opportunity.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to two.
Okay. Moving right along. Our next task was to look at the word willing. And willing is an adjective, inclined or favorably disposed in mind, ready, accepted by choice, done, born, or without reluctance. And what does that tie into? Step two, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Okay, so I had the will. I came into this program and I wanted to do it. And I knew that I couldn't deal with food on my own. I remember climbing a mountain. I live in Phoenix, and we're the Valley of the Sun because we're surrounded by mountains. And so I'm climbing a mountain and I'm saying, God, help me to eat healthy. That was before program. Help me to eat healthy. And I'm working my butt off, sweating, getting to the top of the mountain. I get home, and in my car, I've already stopped, bought crap, and I'm eating it. And it's like there was such a disconnect between my request to God, to my higher power to help me, and to not be shoving crap in my mouth that I had balanced to make sure I had enough liquid to compensate the taste of the food so I wouldn't get sick because I had to go to work. You know, I came to the program and found out I didn't just need God. I needed program. And I had to admit that I was powerless over food and that my life was unmanageable. Imagine having your daughter, who do you love more than your children, right? My daughter getting ready to go to school, looking at me sincerely and saying, Mommy, please don't eat my blank out of my basket when I'm at school. And guess what, guys? I ate it. I did not have the power. I needed to come in these rooms to get the power and turn it over to my higher power. Okay. Okay. The next thing we asked you to look at was willingness. And the definition of willingness is a noun, the quality or state of being prepared to do something, readiness. And what does that tie into? Step three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him.
So willingness. I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm willing. I got the willingness. But in order to have the willingness, you have to surrender. And if you don't surrender, that's not being willing. So I think it's very important to remember these three words all have different meanings. And that's step one, two, and three. Any way you look at it. That's what I see when I see willingness. And today, I have the willingness. I have the willingness to do the work. I don't say my prayers in the morning and say, oh, help, okay, God, help me or keep me abstinent today. I don't do that. I say, God, be with me all day. I need your help. And I appreciate all that you have done for me and all that you continue to do for me. Because I want him with me. You know, I used to tell my sponsees, oh, you said your prayers this morning and you did your work and you just made a cup of coffee and God sat down at the table and you had all this good conversation and now you left the house and you forgot God. He doesn't push himself on you. He's back drinking coffee at the table and you'll have to go back to the house to pick him up, literally or figuratively. Because if you want him with you, you've got to invite him. He doesn't just come. So I think it's a good way to think of willingness, you know? We have to have the willingness to do the work. It's required of us. Do we like to get up in front of people and talk? No. But it's important because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody, and that's how we carry the message. So, now, if you would just converse for a minute or two with each other on your willingness today and make it very short because we would like to hear from people to come up and share on their willingness.
It really was 2 minutes. It was 2 minutes. So we are so glad that you are willing, that you're willing to share. So we'd love you to now take the time to come up and share with the rest of us, what did you see? How was your will compared to your willingness? How did you turn to willingness? And what process did you go through? You know, what did you and your partner share about? After you share, because we don't want to take time out of it, so after you share, sign and print your name on the waiver because they will be making this into a workshop on the web. So who would like to come up first to the mic and share? Be willing. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Sannyasana's requirements to stay online.
30 days.
Is there? Not in a workshop.
Not in a workshop.
Not in a workshop. Okay, who'd like to start us off? Come on out.
Great.
I will be willing to share. My name's Jessica. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Jessica.
And you had asked the question about what process did we go through. So I definitely clued into the verb, the adjective, and the noun when I broke up will, willing, and willingness. Recognizing that they are very different, right? Like, is my will can be a thing, but, you know, willing, right? Can that be an adjective? Am I willing, right? It's an ing word. It's a doing. I have to do something. And then with willingness, right, it's a noun. And I know you put up some definitions, but I looked up some additional on my own. And in addition to the state of being prepared to do something or readiness, I found the quality of being happy to do something if it is needed. And my partner and I talked about all of the things that we've recognized that are needed in our lives. I have a need to be healthy, to be able to take care of my family. My conversation partner and I are both caregivers in our life roles. And, you know, if I'm not going to do it for myself, I need to do it for my family that depends on me. And I'm a people pleaser, right? I like to serve. I like to do. I like to give. So if I'm going to be happy doing, I can be happy to do the work of recovery because without it, I can't fulfill all the other needs that I'm recognizing that God's putting before me. And so, you know, I've learned about the difference between joy and happiness can be circumstantial, but I also learned that I can be happy in any circumstance. I talked with someone this morning about it can be an amazingly wonderful day or it can be the end of the world. And it all has to do with what's in my head. And so I have an opportunity to make that choice. And so if that's the only thing I take away from this workshop, I think it's great that I can be happy to do something if it's needed. And I know that through working my recovery program, my God shows me that there's a lot of things that are needed and I don't need to do it on my own. I don't need to. But there's a lot that is needed and I can be happy to do those things. Thanks for letting me share.
All right. Thank you. And then sign here. Who would like to share next?
But let's turn the mic around. So.
Oh, yeah.
Good point. Okay, who would like to share next? Who has the willingness?
Willingness to come up here. Come on.
It's your program.
Back. Yeah. Back way.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. My name is Barbara. I'm a compulsive eater. And thank you so much, Ginger and Leanne, for your interactive, engaging topic on your journey to willingness. And we had a great discussion back here, breaking down the words of will and willing and then willingness. And what I really connected to is that willingness to take my higher power with me, you know, in everything. And there are so many times of the day, you know, it's not just about, as Leanne said, okay, God, I'm going to do my morning prayers and then leave God behind. I really have to take God with me everywhere. You know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, where the traffic is crazy, for real. And so I have recently found myself really nervous. And I, you know, part of me says, well, is it that I'm getting a little up in age and, you know, the aggressive drivers, which I used to be the mini Mario Andretti back in the day, you know, I love the idea of speed driving, but they're like almost, I think they said 6 million people in Atlanta now in the metro, and nobody wants to take public transportation. I'm from New York originally, so I don't, you know, it's really difficult sometimes. So I'm taking God with me, like, God, you're right here. You got this. And I mean, I know that it really does work because I'll pray and then I have a wonderful, serene drive into work. You know, there are so many areas of my life where I can get anxious and worried. I have a son. I don't know if anybody knows, you know, your children are your children for the rest of your life, no matter how old they are. So he lives in Seattle. I live down south, you know, in Georgia. So there was one time where I was like, you know, stalking him in a way. Somebody had to say to me, you're stalking your son. You're looking at the weather of the day, every day because it rains in Seattle every day. Oh, my God, is he able to get through the traffic and the rain? And, you know, just all of this worrying. And I'm like, okay, God, I got to let this go. Because the bottom line is that it's the little things that can mount into big things. And then I'm really crazy and not even able to focus on being of service to myself, to my company, to the program, to my sponsors, to my sponsees. So, yeah, taking God everywhere is like a good thing. You know, it's better than American Express, so which I don't use anymore. So, yeah, I just love the idea that I have a partnership and a connection today with God that I did not have before. It's real. You know, it's real for me to just be willing and having the willingness. And what I said is that willingness is really God's grace and mercy. Because it's God's grace and mercy that allows me to get to the place each day where I can just turn over the fact that I'm a compulsive eater. I'm not trying to control this. And today, thank God, I'm not trying to control anybody. So thank you for letting me share.
And thank you for sharing, Barbara. We're going to have time for two more shares. So if you're thinking, I want to share, don't wait too long. But do come and share.
Donna, compulsive eater, food addict.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you for your service at the convention. It means a lot to all of us. So because of the way my brain works, I can't separate will and then willing and then willingness. I could not do it. It was all the same willingness to me. So what I realize is I did a lot of writing this morning about things that are making me mad at the convention. And I shared it all with my sponsor because that's what I do instead of lying and hiding. And well, I do that too, but, and she had to keep telling me this morning, And what about you? You know, what are you doing for your program that's keeping you coming back every single day? So I had to tell her how willing I am to, you know, I brought my scale to the convention. So I weigh my breakfast because I make my own breakfast in my room. And then, and I'm doing my reading and my writing. You know, I'm tired. I don't really want to do it by the end of the day. And I don't want to get up early to do it before I call her at 6:30. So I have to be willing to say, okay, you got to do your reading and writing. It's not like you get a break. You're not on, she always tells me, when you go on vacation, Donna, you're not on vacation from the program, you know, unless I'm time difference or something. But so I have to be willing to really keep working my program. I struggle with, I just struggle, you know, sometimes I've been abstinent for a while, but I still struggle with, why can this person do this and I can't do that? And then I go, okay, Donna, you can do whatever you want. You're not a victim. You know, if you want to go and eat all that stuff, you can go eat all that stuff. Nobody's telling you you can't, you know? So I have to remember my program, my food, my willingness to do what the program tells me to do it, you know, without playing games. Because every time I've come in and out of this program, I leave because I don't want to go to meetings. It's too inconvenient. I don't want to call my sponsor or we could become friends. And then it's very hard for me to, it's very hard for them to tell me what to do because now we're buddies, you know? So I have a really strong sponsor who loves me, but she lets me know if I'm, you know, not doing the right thing. So I'm just really willing to pay the price to come here to this convention and thank you.
And willing to participate. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. And we have time for one last share. Who is willing to wrap it up for us? Don't be afraid. Oops, we have two people.
That's okay.
We can share.
Yeah.
It's on.
Button. Hi, my name is Wim, compulsive over, under eater, and food addict.
Hi, Wim.
I didn't want to come up, but I was like, you know what? You only live once, so, you know, let me come up anyways. I never really looked at, you know, the three steps or the three parts of willingness. To me, it means like the, you know, shifting from self-will to, you know, higher power will, or, you know, creative intelligence. And I apologize. I'm kind of allergic to religion, but I love spirituality. To me, there's a huge difference. And to me, this is a spiritual program. But I was not really, you know, so I turned my will into being willing and then, you know, finally, the willingness to actually work this program. And this is my first convention ever. And this is the first program that I've really worked. I've kind of, thank you. I'm also a validation addict. So, you know, keep it going. Oh, wow. Wow. That fills me up like food never would. No, but it's like a God-sized hole, right? Or like a donut. Oh, shit. Sorry. A sugary, circular sugar item. No, I like that analogy with the hole in that specific food thing. And that's how I feel sometimes. And, you know, I need this program. Like I need oxygen, I guess. And I don't know what else I was going to say, but thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Judy Kay from Oregon. And will, how many times do I take my self-will back and do it my way instead of God's way? And then willing, I've been doing so much service, so much. It's like, I don't know where to say no. And it's like, am I doing service to help me? You know, tradition one, we have to take care of ourselves to be able to take care of the whole. And it's just, I can't, I got to remember not to take it back. I can't do my will. I have to ask for God's will and be willing to do God's will, willingness. And different times in my life that I went ahead and shared. And this is personal. And my son's with me. But when my son said he wanted to be a transition to a girl, I accept that. My older daughter wanted to be a they instead of a... I accept that. But with my upbringing with my dad, when I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, I was having nightmares that he was coming after me, coming after her. And I went through the fourth step, and I got through that. And then when my son came and told me that news, and I was not doing my devotions, and I was having nightmares again, but I was abstinent, I decided to see a counselor. I had the willingness to take care of me. And for 2 years, I've been seeing a counselor and, you know, building everything up. And I think, again, I started doing too much service because I get into the program. But the program helps me. And so the difference between will, I can't do it on my own. So willing to do, and this is hard to tell people that, you know, because I think, is people going to judge me that my son is, and his twin, her twin now, she was getting close in a church, growing in a church, and I was like excited. But then she tells them that she's kind of bisexual. I have to accept that. But now the church wouldn't accept her, and now she's not growing. And the church I'm going to doesn't accept things like that. And so I pray, do I want to find another church or do I want to be there? And it's just all these things in my head, and I got to pray. And you know, I have to stay abstinent. I have to work my program, and I have to be me. And I have to have the willingness to let God help me to be me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. We have to close, but if you haven't talked and need to talk, please grab someone. And I hope that the person you found will become a friend of yours through the program. And you'll be willing to share and have the willingness to share your experience, strength, and hope. Can we close with a serenity prayer, please, and catch someone after if you need to talk, want to talk up here. We have some handouts if you're interested. We have one of those for each of you if you'd like the keychain, and that's the writing of the complete serenity prayer, which is not what we always say.
God works in these pains that I saw, has a serenity prayer on one side and the complete serenity. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Everybody ready? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thanks, everybody, for being here.